Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
For the sake of time, I'm going to go right into it, and I'm going to read from John chapter 18, verse 37 and 38. Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, "I find no fault in him at all. Amen." I chose this passage of scripture because, it's Palm Sunday. We are at the beginning of the Passion Week. And a lot is going to happen within the Christian calendar throughout this week. And I chose this passage because it's so relevant to what we are going through right now as a society. Just let me give you a little bit of a background. We are Friday morning after Jesus and his disciples spent time in the Garden of Gethsemane. Judas has sold Jesus. He's been to the high priest and now is in the praetorium with Pilate. So he's already been judged. They want to kill him. And this is Jesus having a discussion with Pilate. Pilate doesn't know why he's there. What has he done? He's asking the Jews, why is he here? What did he do? What wrong has he done? Why don't you judge him? But the Jews answer, the high priest, the elite, the religious elite at the time, answer him and say, "We are not allowed to kill anybody on the Sabbath. So we want you basically to do the dirty job for us." So basically we made up our mind, he's to be killed, he's to die, but we want you to do it. But this discussion that Jesus has with Pilate draw my attention. So Pilate gets interested in Jesus. "So who are you? Are you a king?" "Yes, I am." But Jesus answers, "My kingdom is not from here. My kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. If it were from down here, my subjects would have been here to defend me. But no, my kingdom is not from here. My kingdom is a spiritual one." "So yes, so you are a king then?" "Yes, I am. You rightly say that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth." Now, here it is. "Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. So for this cause I have been born." I love this. I love this about Jesus. He's a man who knows why he's here. He's a man who knows what cause he's fighting for. And he says that I am here to testify of the truth. And Pilate is kind of bewildered. And he's asking him, "What is truth?" And Jesus does not answer him. And this is kind of drew my attention to this discussion. Jesus doesn't give him an answer. In a certain situation, Jesus says about himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except he comes through me." Now, this is a crazy, crazy statement. to make. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I mean, who makes such a statement? C.S. Lewis says this about this particular statement. A person who makes a statement about themselves, like this one, is either crazy, or they really are who they say they are. Now, C.S. Lewis chose to believe the latter. He is the Son of God. He is a king. He is the Lord. But to make a statement like that, I am the truth. It's crazy, unless you are the truth. I am the way. It's crazy to say something like that about yourself, unless you are the way. I am the life. It's crazy to say such a thing about yourself, unless you are the life. Nobody dies for something that is a lie. Nobody dies for a lie. Nobody dies for something they don't believe in strongly. Well, I don't know anybody who does that. So Jesus says that he is the truth. What Jesus tells Pilate by not answering him, but he's telling us, is that truth or the truth is neither a concept nor an idea, and in our situation is a person. The truth is a person. And I believe, well, my imagination kind of unfolds, and I believe that he didn't answer Pilate because he didn't have to. He was standing right there. I am the truth. Now, coming back to our day, to our situation, 2023, I believe that in the last 3 years, our society kind of had a nervous breakdown. And kind of, for some reason, we have a very bad relation with the idea of truth. For some reason, we don't like the idea of an absolute truth, a point of reference by which we can measure what is true or what is not true. You know, we struggle, or the powers that be struggles to define what is a woman or what is a man. Our society struggles right now with basic questions, with basic values that the normal man, the man on the street, will know how to answer to that. Common sense will tell you how to answer to that question. You know, and I don't know why, but we've been here before. We've been here before. And I love because society has a way of regulating itself, you know, and comes back from this madness. And what is truth? We struggle with it right now. What is truth? In our situation as Christians, the truth is a person, is Jesus Christ. And he says, whoever wants to be my disciples will abide in my words, will abide by my words. That's how you will be my disciple, and then the truth will set you free. Now that's an interesting thing. The truth will set me free. We all want freedom. I want to be free. Many people I know want to be free, but we don't know in which way to be free. We don't know what freedom is. And Jesus makes this claim that if you abide by my word or in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So what he's saying is, if you interact with me, if you obey me, if you obey my words, you will know the truth. Oh yes. And the truth, this truth, will set you free. Now freedom is a very interesting idea because we don't know what to do with it. There is a story in the Old Testament. It's the story of Moses. You all know it. And we know that God, well, when Moses was about 80 years old, God shows up and gives Moses an assignment. Moses, go to Pharaoh and tell him to let my people go. Go to Pharaoh and tell him to let my people go. But you see, the phrase doesn't stop there. It says, let my people go that they may serve me in the wilderness. Different translation says that they may worship me in the wilderness. You see, freedom needs purpose. Moses, go, let my people, tell Pharaoh to let my people go. That's not enough. To free my people for no reason at all is not enough. Freedom needs purpose. Now, to be free for what? To serve him, to worship him. And I'm thinking about the word or the idea of worship. And etymologically, it's kin to the idea of imitating. Worship means to imitate. And what God is asking Moses to do is go and tell Pharaoh to let my people go, that they may serve me, that they may worship me in the desert, that they may imitate me. You see, in our world, we imitate the things we adore, we like, we appreciate, we esteem a lot. I remember I grew up in the 80s when we imitated the bands, the rock bands that we liked. Our hairstyle, our clothes will imitate that. And it's a little bit of, what's the word I'm looking for? It doesn't come to me. But imitating means worshiping, you know. So what God is asking Moses to do, I want you to tell Pharaoh to let my people go out in the wilderness to imitate me, to talk about me, to tell the story, to tell my story. And our sin today in our society is we want to talk about ourselves. We are free. We want to be free to fulfill our every whim and our every desire. And that's a very bad idea. That's a very bad idea. Because whenever you see, we feel a lot. Our feelings are very important, you know. And whenever we act on our feelings, that will take us down the rabbit hole and we become so lost. And that's not a good thing. So freedom to fulfill my desires and my feelings and every whim I have is not a good thing at all. So I need a bigger purpose than that. Me, in myself, I'm not enough purpose for me. I'm a dead end. Me, in myself, I'm a dead end. You see, and this is our scene today. We want to talk about ourselves a lot. Me. And the more we focus on ourselves, the more lost we get. You see, because the more we think of ourselves, the more self-conscious we become, the more miserable we become. Oh, what's wrong with me? Something is wrong with me. This is not working. What's wrong with me? And we blame everybody else for whatever is wrong with me. But God wants something different from us. And he's given us a bigger purpose. Freedom needs purpose. And the purpose is to worship him, to imitate him, in our thoughts, in our speech, and in our behavior, to imitate him everywhere we go, to stop talking about us and to start talking about him wherever we go, to start telling his story. You see, we want to be the main character of the narrative. We want to be in the center of attention. This is what our society wants to do. Taking God out, and want to put man in the center of attention. And let's talk about us. Let's talk about us. Let's talk about us. Let's talk about us. And it's not working. and we need to start talking about him. He is the main character of the narrative. Tell his story. Talk about him. Tell who he is. And us imitating him in thoughts, in speech, and in behavior. I think this is our salvation. I believe, really believe that this is our salvation. And not only that freedom needs purpose, a higher purpose, a bigger purpose than me. Freedom requires sacrifice. Freedom requires sacrifice. And this takes me to the Old Testament, the book of Esther. It's a beautiful story in the Old Testament, the story of Mordecai and his cousin Esther. Esther, through circumstances, becomes the queen of the Persian Empire. Her parents die when she's young. Her cousin Mordecai takes her and raises her as his own daughter. And through certain situations, well, we know the situation. Haman, who was number two in the empire, got the king to approve that everybody should bow to him, should kneel to him. And obviously, as it happens, Jews don't kneel to any human being, and Mordecai decided not to. And this is really kind of upsets Haman and stings his ego. And he's very upset that everybody is bowing before me, but Mordecai, the Jew, doesn't. And through a series of situations, he gets the king to approve of him killing Mordecai, and not just Mordecai, and killing every Jew in the empire. So we are talking about genocide. And this is a terrible situation for Mordecai and for the Jews that are in the Persian Empire. And Mordecai comes to Esther, who is now the wife of the king. She's the queen. And she's asking for help. Now, in those days, there was this thing that the wife, the queen, cannot just go into the presence of the king whenever she wants. She needs to be asked to come in. So Mordecai is asking her, go, present yourself to the king and plead our cause, plead our situation. And she's saying, you know that if I go, I can die. He says, well, do not think in your heart, Mordecai says, that you will escape in the king's palace any more than all the other Jews. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this? So what is Mordecai asking Esther is, stand up for us, stand up for our cause, stand up for us. Well, you know the story. Esther goes into the king's presence without being asked. She risks her life. Well, she gets favor, and the roles are being reversed, and the people of Mordecai is saved. Actually, he's not just saved. He is becoming a very important man in the kingdom. The Jews are saved, and Haman gets killed, and all the enemies of the Jews get killed as well. So they decide to stand up for what they believe. Freedom requires sacrifice. And this begs the question, and before I'm going to ask you, I'm asking me. Should I say something that I'm not saying? Should you say something that you are not saying? Should you stand up for something that you believe in that you are not standing up for right now? There are many reasons we don't do that. I'm afraid, for example. You might be afraid. I'm afraid, for example, that I will use my peace, my comfort. Why would you disturb the things? You know, why would you create a situation when there is no need? But maybe there is a need. Because don't think I will escape. Before things will get better, will get worse. So I think by not saying anything, I will escape. Don't think you will escape by not saying anything. We are suffering the consequences of things happening right now anyway. So we have to actually calculate very carefully what we are willing to pay. Should you say something that you are not saying? Maybe you are afraid you are going to lose your job. But is it worth losing your job? Is it worth fighting for that? Think about it. Right now, I'm looking around in our society, and I believe there are things worth fighting for. Should I say something or should I stay quiet? We have to be willing to pay the price. We have to be willing to stand up for what we believe, in the same manner as Mordecai and Esther stood up for what they believed. If we don't, history is prone to repeat itself. Freedom requires sacrifice. In the 21st century, we are not used with the idea of sacrifice. We are an entitled generation. It's all about me. And if something is not going my way, if I suffer, it's never my fault. It's always somebody else's fault. We blame our parents. We blame our government. No, we fail to assume responsibility for our own being, for our own situation. We fail to assume responsibility for the situations we find ourselves in. Should you say something that you are not saying? Because in my part, I know I should say something. I know I should stand up for what I believe. I know that, but I'm afraid. And today I pray that God will give me strength through the power of the Holy Spirit to stand up for what I believe. I pray today that you will receive power from the Holy Spirit to stand up for what you believe, whether it's in your workplace, whether it's in your family, in your community, to say the things you should say, and actually being prepared to pay the price. Oh yes, being prepared to pay the price, whatever that may be. This is not an easy message. This is not an easy subject. It's not easy what I'm talking about. No, it's not. But I think it's needed. It's an imperative. So, should you say something that you are not saying?